Jenny Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. However you're arriving here today, I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to continue talking about being a human in process. But before we do that, I don't know where you are in your day. You're probably right in the thick of it or right at the beginning, getting ready and preparing. Wherever you are, let's just take a minute to slow down our thoughts, our bodies, our minds, and come into this present moment. And we're going to do that with taking a few deep breaths. So all together, let's take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Let it go deep, deep down into your belly. And then exhale slowly through your mouth. And let's do that 5 times. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Go at your own pace. Inhale. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. You know, rarely do I do that I don't feel my chest expand. Like, I don't even know that I'm holding tension there. Until I go to deep breathe or stretch or something. And then I realize, like, I was holding a lot of tension in that area. So sometimes doing some good deep breaths just help us slow down. Our minds, our bodies, come back into this present moment. Well, friends, today we're going to be talking about rupture and repair. And a couple of years ago on the podcast, we talked about that idea. It's a human dance that happens in relationships. We're attuned and connected. And then a rupture happens, and we fall out of attunement and connection. Sometimes it's an accident or a misunderstanding. Sometimes it's an intentional slight. Sometimes it can even be a helpful and necessary rupture, like setting a boundary. But it still creates a rupture in the relationship. Regardless of how they happen, ruptures happen in all relationships. Your day and life are full of ruptures. You've probably already had some today. When a rupture happens, repair work is necessary for healing. Repair is the process of coming back into connection and attunement. It might mean an apology. It might mean working through a misunderstanding. It might mean letting bygones be bygones and just laughing together over the situation. However repair happens, connection is the result. As we have a series of ruptures and healthy repairs in a relationship, we actually become more connected. More connected than if we had never had a rupture to begin with. Over and over again, this rupture and repair cycle helps to produce healthy, secure attachment. It builds trust. It means that the relationship is valuable and the person we care about wants to work to be in relationship with us, to remain connected to us. You can listen back to my episode in season 6 if you'd like to hear more. I'll link to that in today's show notes. The psychiatrist Kurt Thompson is also doing a whole season about rupture and repair on his podcast right now, the Being Known podcast. And I really recommend that as well if you'd like to learn more about this topic. But what I'd like to talk about today is, what about ruptures that happen within ourselves? Have you ever thought about that? Can we have a rupture that happens inside of our own mind, inside of our own soul? And what does repair look like then? Being a human in process means that not only are we navigating relationships with others and with God, but also with ourselves. Many of the biggest ruptures I've encountered in my counseling office have been within the person sitting on the chair before me. What we tell ourselves, how we shame ourselves, how we learn to repress or try to get rid of parts of ourselves that we just don't like, or that we've learned that others don't know how to handle. Ruptures within can be the places in our own stories that we don't acknowledge, the parts of ourselves that we choose not to forgive. These ruptures are just as big and important as the ones happening in our relationship with others, but they can be tricky to figure out how to resolve. It can be hard to come back into relationship and attunement with your own self, to become friends with your own body, to find acceptance and forgiveness for yourself. Today, I want to invite you to consider a new way of thinking about your relationship with yourself. That is the invitation to consider that all of the parts of you are welcome to God, and hopefully with some healing to yourself, even the parts that have sustained ruptures. Let me explain myself. When I was a younger therapist, I'd often find myself trying to talk my clients into thinking and believing differently. Actually, sometimes I still find myself doing that. There are lots of modalities of therapies that employ this tactic, and there are good things about them. Cognitive behavioral therapy is about reframing negative thoughts. If we change our thoughts and beliefs, then we'll hopefully change our behavior. There are certainly some benefit to this. Motivational interviewing helps to inspire deep thought and encouragement for moving forward and taking action. To some extent, I even think biblical counseling is related to thinking and believing differently, because it's predicated on believing and applying scripture in order for lasting change to occur. Changing the thinking and beliefs. That's what these modalities are trying to focus on. And all of those modalities have benefits and can be helpful. But here's something I've learned. I can't talk anyone into thinking and believing differently just because I want them to. And I certainly can't change people's deep wounds and insecurities by applying logic or pointing out the error in their belief system. Emotions and memories refuse to budge in the face of logic. And many of the ruptures we've created within ourselves we're unaware of. We've relegated them to a back room and shut the door as if they don't exist. Until one day that issue gets triggered, and then we have a choice to either begin to deal with it or shove it back out of the way again and shut the door. And as we've talked about in the previous few podcast episodes, some emotions tend to get a bad rap, and we may want to distance ourselves from them and the reactions they produce. These include, but are not limited to, anger, fear, disgust, and grief. I'm going to use myself as an example. I am not afraid of anger, but I am afraid of what I'm capable of when I'm angry. I've had experiences of feeling strong emotion in which I've said or done things that have caused damage in relationships when I've been angry. So for many years, I've distanced myself from anger. I've had shame about that part of myself, the part that can come out like the Hulk when I'm triggered, particularly when anger comes out while I'm parenting. I've created some mean and shaming storylines within my own soul about that part of myself. I haven't liked her. I've wanted to distance myself from her. But she is a part of me. I get angry. When I stopped and looked deeper at my own story in therapy and with the Lord, I came to see that she has been necessary in my life. That part has been protective. She comes out when I'm threatened or in danger. She comes out when I see someone else be threatened or in danger. And she's been needed. My nervous system is hardwired for her to come online when triggered to prevent disaster. There are a lot of reasons why that angry part has created shame for me, narratives I've been told or have experienced. But I've come to realize that that part of me is not my enemy. She's an ally who's been working hard my whole life to protect me, to stand up for injustice, to be heard when I'm being overlooked, to stand up for others when they're being mistreated. She won't heal and become a better and healthier and more mature responder if I shame her. And I won't grow and change by remaining ruptured. And neither will you. As we learn to welcome and listen to our parts, our emotions, our bodies, our stories, we are entering the repair process. It is the attunement within ourselves. All the parts of you are welcome. We all have broken or shamed parts of ourselves and our stories. We have lots of parts we'd rather shun than forgive. We have bodies we'd rather starve and tone than love. Faces that when we look in the mirror, we find flaws, not beauty. Stories that we feel in bondage to rather than bonded to. Emotions or memories that we've labeled as bad and barred and locked the doors to, rather than welcoming them to be cared for and healed. I wonder for you, as you listen to me talk about rupture within yourself, what is coming to your mind? What part or parts of you have you cordoned off and dismissed? Have you not forgiven? Have you not had grace for? Your body? Your emotions? Certain behaviors or memories? Now, I can just hear some of you thinking to yourselves, but what about sin? Those parts shouldn't be welcome. I find that sometimes people think that psychology and faith are at odds with one another, and I find the opposite is true. We can come to great levels of healing within ourselves and in relationship, even without Christ. But I think true and complete healing is always done with Him. But He is gentle. He takes His time. He doesn't draw attention to all of the broken and dismissed parts of ourselves at one time, but He does draw attention to them. As we walk with Him, He teaches us what love means. We can't love ourselves or others if we don't know what love is. And we can't know love unless we've experienced it. Being fully known and loved, even with flaws, even through our sin, and being loved into wholeness is the way of Christ. He is making us new day by day, pruning our branches for sure, but renewing our minds and our souls. So friend, if this strikes a chord with you, I encourage you to start meditating on what it would mean to repair the ruptures you have with yourself. Maybe not all of them, and certainly not at one time. Just even to begin thinking about the fact that you do have ruptures within yourself, and that repair is possible. Thinking about and experiencing this for myself has led to more grace and gentleness with myself rather than harshness. As author and therapist Andy Kolber says, we can try softer. Begin journaling, meditating, praying. Seek out a trusted and wise counselor or spiritual director. And if you have a trauma history, please make sure to seek out a trauma-informed therapist to help you with this process. Reconciliation is a beautiful thing with God, with others, and with ourselves. The gospel is all about repair work. And on that note, as we close our time together for today, I want to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus. Thank you.